Are you guys ready? I am, so let's do this. Welcome to episode number 37 of Drawing the Line with Sunny Salem here on Cheap Pete and Cheap Pop. I know you guys are looking for your Being the Elite review, so let's get into it. Let's go to the land of make-believe. This episode of Being the Elite is number 230 and is entitled Trent versus Silver. So we start off with Frankie Kazarian sitting on a couch drinking wine. Alex Reynolds and John Silver join him, and they start saying what a beautiful knee Kaz has. Frankie's like, no, this isn't awkward. And John Silver's like, who's the coolest guy in town? Reynolds answers, Frankie Kazarian. Silver says that Kazarian is handsome, strong, muscular, great taste in wine. Alex points out that they are drinking the same wine. Frankie says that there's only one type of wine here, and he's like, do you guys want something? Alex Reynolds says, we kind of want you to maybe join the Dark Order. John Silver says, we're great guys, good looking, got muscles. We're a family that watches each other's back. Kazarian says, yeah, I'd consider that if you guys didn't spend the first 3 months of AEW attacking SCU and kicking our asses. John Silver's all surprised, and he's like, I thought I was kicking Brad Pitt's ass. Reynolds is like, Brad Pitt from Troy, and John Silver's like, no, from Fight Club. Kazarian's like, you guys seem like good dudes, but I fucking hate the Dark Order. John Silver, stealing Kaz's bit, says, do ya? And he goes to high-five him, and Alex Reynolds is shaking his head, and he's like, no, dude, don't. Frankie Kazarian puts down his wine. He says, that's my fucking line. I know more than anyone else the importance of a good bit on BTE. You should know that. You're the new darling. Don't you dare take that from me. Then he says, listen, I'm sorry. I've been stuck in Jacksonville for 6 months, and it is the worst town I've ever been to. They then start debating about whether Jacksonville or New York are nice. And then John Silver does his afflicted Frankie Kazarian impression. Frankie Kazarian is like upset again and says, I still have PTSD from that. When Matt Hardy put his stupid fucking voodoo curse on me, I still slip into it. At this point, Jerry Lynn interrupts and he's like, are you okay? I'm worried about you. You may need an intervention. Kaz is like, for what? Jerry Lynn says anger management, and Frankie Kazarian freaks out and says, I don't fucking need anger management. And he chases Jerry Lynn out of the room. So this was a good opening segment. I like that the Dark Order, specifically Reynolds and Silver, are still trying to get new recruits. I also love when I get to see Jerry Lynn. I'm a huge mark for Jerry Lynn. And anytime I get to see him on TV, I would definitely consider that a win. Next, we go to a segment where we see Peter Avalon sitting behind the bar. He's acting all suave. There's people that are talking to him, two men. We don't get to see them. And I think they're trying to be like management or something. I don't know. Clearly the camera people for this segment. But one of them starts making fun of him and says, oh, you think you're pretty? The other man stands up for him and says that he has symmetrical features and a fine mustache. Peter Avalon says, don't defend me. I know I have a big dumb face. I'm sick of this. My date no-showed. You guys want to come have a drink with me? The one man says, that's not a bad idea. 37 minutes later, we see them doing cheers. All three are drunk. One of the camera guys or management guys, whatever you want to look at this. He says, I have it on good authority that you have a cock that looks like a Pringles can. The other guy starts puking and saying that he shit his pants. The first guy says, maybe we should dial it down. And Peter Avalon says, or have another drink. They cheers. This segment fell a little flat for me for sure. Who these voices were that we heard, I don't know. Yeah, it was just really weird. Really weird. I don't know. Next, we see Matt Jackson tell Nick he's been holding on to something for a while. He reveals the nameplates for their new tag team titles. They gotta get Cash and Dax off. They say it'll look better. So we get to see the belts being or the plate, sorry, being replaced. And then we see a title that says, "Speaking of belts," and we see Sammy Guevara apologizing to Nick Jackson, who is in total disbelief. Sammy says that he was attempting to do a bit where he cuts the BTE belt in half with a saw, and Fuego ends up saving the day. However, Sammy ended up cutting the BTE belt in half. Matt says that Trent has to defend it this week, and Nick asks where Fuego is. Sammy's like, "I told him to leave," and there's a pretty heavy feeling in that room until Sammy says, "It's a rib. This isn't your belt." Nick calls him a little prick, and Matt asks how long he's been sitting on this. Sammy says for about a week, and then Sammy Guevara and Trent show off their respective Being the Elite belts. Trent says, "I'd never let anything happen to this title." And Nick says he didn't even want it. Now he's in love with it. We then go to Brandon Cutler asking Frankie Kazarian if his two wins are considered a streak. Kazarian's like, "A streak? You, Mark, you got two wins. Now all of a sudden you're Taker? The only streak you have is in your underwear." Alex Marvez tells Frankie his match is next. And Frankie's like, "Do ya? That doesn't even make sense. You got me all flustered." Brandon says he could really use those anger management classes. Frankie hears this and is like, "You son of a bitch." And he starts chasing Brandon Cutler. I think we need to see Frankie Kazarian taking some anger management on Being the Elite. Next, we are with the Young Bucks. They are showing off their finished book, Killing the Business. They are signing books and giving them out to people who have been on their journey with them and who they want to thank. They give out books to Jericho, Tony Khan, Matt Hardy, Cody, and they say that this book is going to be full of stories that they haven't told from their childhood, their time as WWE extras, their time in New Japan. Nick then asks us to help them become bestseller. I'm interested to read that book. I have to say, I read quite a few books, I think, compared to most people. And I'm really looking forward to that book for sure. It's on my Christmas list. Anyways, next we go to Private Party in a hallway with Stu Grayson. Private Party is telling Stu that their party sucked. Stu is arguing, saying that the Dark Order throws great parties. He then sees Anna Jay walking down the hall, and he tells Private Party to be cool and to shut the fuck up. Anna Jay walks by. She pushes Stu Grayson over the table. Private Party are like, "Damn, you got knocked the fuck out." Nice little Friday reference there. Stu Grayson argues with them and he's like, "I did not," and he leaves all embarrassed. I'm not really a huge fan of Private Party, and the fact that they're using someone else's catch lines kind of bother me, I have to say. Next we see Evil Uno, Nyla Rose, Colt Cabana, Kip Sabian, Alex Abrahantes, Leva Bates, Brandon Cutler, and Allie sitting in a room. Alex looks at a laptop and says they're stuck in the room and that there's two imposters among them. Apparently, this is a game that they play on Twitch, and they're all arguing about who started playing the game. They all take credit for it. Alex then says that they have to get their tasks done. Alex and Evil Uno are both wearing purple, so that makes them suspicious to others. Brandon then stabs Allie in the back. Leva Bates finds her and reports it. Evil Uno vouches for Alex. He says they were holding hands. It couldn't have been him. Everyone thinks it was really Leva. She gets ejected and leaves. Kip then starts pretending to do his task. Brandon Cutler turns the light back on, and Kip is stabbing Alex. Evil Uno sees, and he's like, "My friend!" And he calls for a report. Evil Uno's like, "Let's keep this short. I saw Kip kill." And Kip's like, "No, I saw Evil Uno kill. Wait, who'd I kill?" Evil Uno and Nyla Rose catch on to this, and everyone votes for Kip, and he's ejected. At this point, Evil Uno, Brandon Cutler, Nyla Rose, and Colt Cabana all point at each other. Evil Uno's at the garbage. Brandon Cutler runs by and stabs him in the back. Nyla Rose is at the vending machine. Brandon Cutler is telling himself to cool down, and then he stabs her in the back. Colt Cabana is completing his electrical task. Brandon Cutler comes in and stabs him in the back. The game is over and it's victory for the two imposters, Brandon Cutler and Kip Sabin. So I don't know anything about this game. I am not a gamer. I thought that it was kind of cool that they did a skit where they're acting out a game. It worked for a skit for sure. And my daughter is a gamer. And this would be something I could see us doing at like a party or something with her friends, because they would totally get a kick out of it. So neat little innovative skit, I have to say. Next, we see Orange Cassidy and Chuck Taylor putting up some plastic. Chuck tells Orange he doesn't even care that Trent won. Trent enters and he's like, is this like the Young Bucks celebration? Because they had plastic up because they were spraying all the non-alcoholic champagne. Orange Cassidy then starts dumping soda on Trent's shoulder. Yeah. Trent says, I don't even want this title, but I'll defend it. Chuck Taylor says, give me a shot at the title. Trent's like, sure. Chuck says, you don't have to carry it everywhere with you, like at the airport and stuff. And Trent's like, yeah. And Chuck says, never mind. And he leaves. Someone else is in that room. I don't know who it is, so I apologize. He says the skit is dumb, and they all start laughing, and they're like, yeah, it is. that honestly made the skit, I have to say. Next, we see John Silver telling the Dark Order they need to get back on track. He said he lost his biggest match of his career because where were his friends? And then he says, where were you two butt babies to Evil Uno and Stu Grayson? He says, are you even on Dynamite? And Stu says, we're getting wins on Dark. Silver says, against jobbers. Stu says, it's a win, you little asshole. Silver says, hey, Stu, do you even have an asshole? I've seen everyone's asshole but yours. Pull your pants down and let me see that little puckering hole. Evil Uno is like, no one is showing their assholes. Tone it down. Thank you, Evil Uno. He said, let's get on the same page. He says, John Boy has a point. It's time to treat each other like family again and have fun. What does everybody like to do? Ten shows his little bag of powder again. Evil Uno's like, no, not again. And John Silver says, no, later tonight we'll do it. Anna Jay says, I don't have anything, but fuck John Silver for not hugging me. John Silver's like, whoa, Anna, whoa, Anna. And then he hugs 10 again, and 10 gives Anna Jay the finger. Five's like, maybe we should consider family therapy. John Silver says, fuck you, Five, and everybody joins in. Evil Uno says, that's it. That's the one thing that we like to do together. Treat this little fucker like shit. The Dark Order all agree, and Alex Reynolds says, sticks and stones may break his bones, but calling him names won't hurt him. Evil Uno says, we need to hit him with sticks. And someone else says, and stones. Alex Reynolds says, let's cut his hair off. And Silver says, and his pubes. The Dark Order then proceed to cut his hair off, and Alex says that he looks great. Five is all bloody sitting there. And Stu's like, sorry, I got excited. Five sits there and starts crying and says, my hair and my pubes. So poor Five. He is definitely the Dark Order's whipping boy. That's gotta suck. I just gotta say, that's gotta suck. Another week and still no Brody Lee. It is being reported that he has an ankle injury. So yeah, still no Brody Lee. Next, we go to Matt Hardy sitting on the Young Bucks couch. Matt congratulates them on their first reign. Nick's like, we've held other titles. Hardy says, yeah, me and my bro had like 16 reigns, but you guys did good in the regional promotions. How are you feeling? Matt says, a little banged up. Nick says that he's sore, very sore. Hardy says, you guys are at the peak right now. And that was a nice homage to all the different tag teams you had in that match. He says, I do, though, think that there's one match that captivated the audience more and had better storytelling. Matt says, Orange Cassidy versus John Silver. Hardy says, no, it was a cinematic match. I created those. It was the Elite Deletion. I've had deletion matches through three different companies. He's like, in Impact, we had Final Deletion. WWE was the Ultimate Deletion. And in All Elite, we had the Elite Deletion. All three matches had an interconnected storyline. You guys had a great match. It was no TLC 17 match, but it was great. Matt says that that was one of his favorite matches of all time. Hardy then says, did you know that I had the idea for the first tag team ladder match and the table match? Matt Jackson is like, first one, huh? Hardy's like, I basically created the TLC concept. You guys have done a few, right? Matt's like, didn't know you invented that. And Hardy's like, you're named after me, right? Matt Jackson is like, I think you were like 8 when I was born. Matt Hardy says that he has this confidence back and he's actually wrestled Mysterio for the Cruiserweight title in the main event on SmackDown for the first time. The Young Bucks are like, yeah, we were there live for that. Matt Hardy says, I'm getting back to myself. I'm getting my mojo back. Nick says, you're talking a lot about yourself. And Matt says that he wants to kill himself. Matt Hardy says, you guys are going to be big, big, big deals one day. Matt Jackson says, we're on our way. And Matt Hardy leaves. Nick says, what was that? And Matt Jackson says, there's something different about Matt. And Nick asks, what version was that? And Matt Jackson is like, that's an AEW original. So Matt Hardy, quite cocky here, quite full of himself, quite boastful. I think we're going to see an egotistical side of Matt Hardy coming up here. So that should be interesting. Next up is, I guess, going to be our first title defense of the Being the Elite Championship. Trent is with Orange Cassidy and Silver is with Reynolds. Trent says, I don't want this title, but I'll defend it with everything I got. He said, Silver like really lost the Gator Golf, but I'm going to give him a title shot right now. We're going to play flip the bottle game and the first person to get 3 flips wins. So here we go. It's Trent versus John Silver. Silver lands the first one and he starts calling them Pizza Boy. Orange Cassidy and Trent start laughing and they're like, what's Pizza Boy? Like, where did that come from? John Silver says he doesn't even know. Trent lands his second attempt and John Silver lands his second attempt. Then Trent misses. John Silver ends up landing the third shot. He is the new Being the Elite Champion. He starts crying, says it's the biggest day of his life. This has been his boyhood dream. He says, are you proud of me now, Mom? Give me that fucking belt. Orange Cassidy takes the belt off of Trent and gives it to John Silver. End of Being the Elite for this week. John Silver is our new Being the Elite Champion. Wow, 1 week and we already have a new champion. So this was a pretty good one. I enjoyed lots of it. I really hated the Peter Avalon skit, I have to say. They could definitely do something better there. Joey Janela was actually in the background when Sammy Guevara was showing the Young Bucks, the Jacksons, sawed in half belt. And I just kind of thought, like, it stood out to me because I thought, why isn't Joey Janela on here more? Yeah, maybe they want to add him and have him do some skits with some stuff here. I don't know. Yeah, pretty good week this week for sure. I will be back tomorrow with my Impact review. So keep your eye open for that. Check out all of our shows on Cheap Heat and Cheap Pops. I am Sunny Salem. I am on Facebook. You guys can find me there. Also, my Life in a Sun Shower Depression page is on there. Check that out as well. Thank you guys for all your support. I love doing this for you guys. I hope you guys love listening to it. Just remember, guys, it's all one love.